This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Serious and fatal child abuse cases rose 33% last year in Colorado. A new state report counts 84 serious incidents and 28 deaths. Jonathan Singer, a former state representative and caseworker, says COVID made it harder to get to families.
Not even just removing kids from households, but helping make households a less stressful environment in the first place.
Two-thirds of cases reviewed by the state included a parent with a history of substance abuse. Two paragliders crashed in Lake Pueblo Saturday morning. One of them was able to escape the crash, but the other appears to have drowned. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Rangers recovered the body. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office is investigating. A coroner has identified remains found in the mountains west of Boulder as a hiker who went missing in February. 27-year-old Josh Hall set out on a winter hike with his dog, Happy. His family reported the pair missing later that day. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that the dog was found wandering along a road more than a week after their disappearance. Hall's remains were later discovered along a stream. Throughout the summer, people near Canyon City might spot a helicopter flying around with a long pole attached underneath. Blake Simony reports.
The U.S. Geological Survey is collecting data in areas they have reason to believe might contain important minerals deep underground. Dr. Tian Grao says they'll be taking readings about Earth's magnetic field and low-level natural radiation.
When we fly better, which is lower to the ground, then you start to see some detail. You see the patterns.
The survey area straddles the Fremont and Custer County line and includes Westcliff. The helicopter will be out and about likely through the end of August. For KRCC News, I'm Blake Simony.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.